AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis today, part a celebration of the man, his mother, Rovon Wells.
The only thing that's keeping me going is the fact that I really, truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment. Oh God.
But the 29-year-old died after being beaten by police officers during a traffic stop, and Nichols' service brought calls for police reform. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
We don't see the Memphis Police Department Scorpion Unit extend 1 ounce of humanity.
The day's other top story, the Federal Reserve extended its fight against inflation, this time raising its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point. Chair Jerome Powell.
It is gratifying to see the disinflationary process now getting underway.
But he adds,
the historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. We will stay the course until the job is done.
Powell also noted strong labor market data. The latest shows job openings rising in December to 11 million. The stock market went from negative to positive on Powell's words. The S&P 500 gained 1%, the NASDAQ 2%, while the Dow edged higher, gaining a little less than 7 points. The investigation into classified documents continues. The FBI searching President Biden's vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Ian Sams with the White House Counsel's Office.
In a planned consensual search with the Justice Department, they went through the Rehoboth Beach house, and no classified marked documents were found. This is consistent, I think, with the president from the very beginning of having total cooperation with the Justice Department as it goes through this ongoing investigation.
A deadly winter storm is bringing more sleet and snow to the south. Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service.
There's a lot of winter storm warnings and ice storm warnings stretching all the way from western to northern Texas into southeastern Oklahoma, central to southern Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and western Tennessee.
This is AP News. Quarterback Tom Brady has announced his retirement. Ed Donahue has it.
If this sounds familiar, Brady announced at the end of last season he was retiring.
I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
The 45-year-old has won 7 Super Bowls over a 23-year career.
Really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me. My family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors.
Brady and model Gisele Bündchen finalized their divorce this past fall. He was picked 199th in the 2000 draft by the New England Patriots, behind 6 other quarterbacks, 3 kickers, and a punter.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Tom Brady has signed a deal with Fox as a TV analyst once he retires. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.